All right, switching gears. President Biden spoke moments ago on the one-year anniversary of the insurrection on Capitol Hill. Yahoo Finance Washington correspondent Jessica Smith covered the insurrection extensively for us last year and joins us now. Jess.
Yeah, Brian, today in Washington, lawmakers are remembering the January 6th attack and warning that democracy is fragile and still at risk. We did hear from President Biden just a short time ago. He gave a speech in the very spot where we did see rioters stream through the Capitol at the same time last year. President Biden did not say his name specifically, but he did repeatedly call out former President Trump for falsely claiming that the election was stolen, for trying to overturn the election results, for downplaying the insurrection in the year after, and for not calling for calm while rioters stormed the Capitol. Let's watch.
We must be absolutely clear about what is true and what is a lie. And here's the truth. The former president of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. He's done so because he values power over principle, because he sees his own interest as more important than his country's interest, than America's interest, and because his bruised ego matters more to him than our democracy or our Constitution. He can't accept he lost, even though that's what 93 United States senators, his own attorney general, his own vice president, governors and state officials in every battleground state have all said he lost.
Now, the president went on to say that he is ready to defend the nation and democracy. There will be several other events throughout the day. Democrats mostly are having moments of silence, speeches, discussions, and other events, while Republicans are mostly staying away. Some of them are heading to the funeral for late Senator Johnny Isaacson. Others have stayed loyal to President Trump. Former President Trump was planning to hold a press conference today. He ended up deciding to cancel that, but he has continued to spread those lies about the 2020 election while blasting the House committee that is investigating the January 6th attack. It's also worth noting that in the past year, about 700 people have been arrested in connection to the insurrection, and we do expect that number to continue to climb. Julie and Brian.
Well, Jess, you mentioned that House committee that's investigating the attack. There have been a lot of arrests, but there have not been any arrests of sort of public figures, right, beyond the people who participated in the insurrection that day. What's the status of that investigation?
Yeah, well, for a little less than 6 months now, this committee has been investigating what led up to the attack and how to prevent it from happening again. They've interviewed hundreds of witnesses. They've issued dozens of subpoenas. They've gone through tens of thousands of pages of records. So this coming year, we're expecting them to have public hearings. We're expecting them to issue public reports, so we'll learn more about what they've discovered. We also expect them to continue to pressure Republicans in Congress, members of the former Trump administration. So we'll see what comes of those investigations as they continue to put pressure on Republicans. But there is a timing issue here. They are under kind of a time crunch, because if Republicans do take back the House in the midterms, it's likely that they're going to shut this committee down.